Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show. Kim on a whim.
New York's highest court has overturned Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction, a stunning reversal in the landmark case of the Me Too movement. In a 4-3 decision, the Court of Appeals said the trial judge's decision to allow witnesses to claim Weinstein assaulted them, but not include those witnesses' allegations in the charges, precluded Weinstein from having a fair trial.
We have to talk about this. Let me just say this, too. Harvey Weinstein is not getting out of prison. He was convicted of other charges back in 2023 and sentenced to 16 years in prison. And he's facing charges in London for two alleged offenses back in 1996. So this guy's not just walking free now that this rape conviction has been overturned. But this is a big deal because, remember, he was kind of the whole case that I think sparked this Me Too movement. Ashley Judd came forward, the actress, and she accused him of that. Since then, Harvey Weinstein has been accused of sexual assault and rape by more than 80 women.
He's a dirtbag.
And I'm sorry. Let me just say this. The Me Too movement, and Mark, you and I have discussed this before, the Me Too movement in a lot of ways was great. It gave a lot of women the courage to come forward. I've talked about things I've dealt with in my past that kind of gave me courage to do that. So in that way, it was really great. But it also, like a lot of things do, the pendulum tends to swing too far over. It opened the door, I think, for anybody to say Me Too, and people were making these accusations against men that were completely false, and it made people feel like they had no other choice but to automatically believe the accuser. It was like almost as if the guys or anybody who was being accused, it was like the instant they had that accusation, boom, you're guilty. Whether you were tried or not, you're guilty because Me Too. So that's the problem I have with this. Now, when 80 women or more than 80 women are coming forward, there's some questions. I believe Harvey Weinstein is an absolute dirtbag. I like that term that you use there. This guy needs to be locked up for a very long time. They're saying they're going to try him again, which I hope that they do, because the reasoning for this was that they let women testify about sexual encounters they had with him that were unwanted during this trial, and those women were not included in the charges. So that never should have happened, I guess, but I was a little shocked that that would be a reason to overturn it, because couldn't you use that testimony from other women to be like, this is trying to set the stage that this is kind of who, this is what he does?
Well, you could, but I mean, I've covered a lot of trials over the years. So while I'm not an attorney, I've observed a lot of attorneys, and all consistently judges have sustained objections to hearsay. I mean, anybody can get on the stand and claim anything about you if you haven't been charged or convicted in that particular incident. It would definitely sway a jury in who would believe, well, this is just your character. I mean, I'm not saying it's not his character. All I'm saying is I could see an appeals court having a problem with that. Because who knows? I mean, if what he did to the one girl that he was charged with in that case was bad enough.
Mm-hmm.
Did he get 80 years because of that? Or did he get 80 years because they think he did things to all these other women who testified, but he never got charged with it. That's not supposed to be how the criminal justice system works. He should have been tried in all those other cases individually. I don't know. I mean, I think they screwed up. Will they retry him? I don't know. I would hope they will. But I think that Ashley Judd claiming that the justice system has failed and all this is a little dramatic. I think that's a little dramatic. The judge in that case made a tactical error in allowing that testimony.
Well, and I wonder if the attorney was saying, you know, objection, we can't include this testimony. Like, how did it get through all of those people?
Right.
How were they, if that's, assuming that's the case, which it obviously is, because that's why it was overturned, then why did all these people who have law degrees, why did somebody step up at the time and stop it so that now they don't have to go through all of this again?
I think usually when there are objections in those cases, oftentimes the objections are made just so they have something to appeal the case on, right? I think that's probably why they do it. And I don't know how, but there were multiple women they allowed to testify who claimed similar problems with Harvey, but there weren't charges in those cases. So that is he said, she said kind of situation,
that
right?
That is a he said, she said, right. Because, and maybe this is where the line is, because, and like you, I've covered trials having worked as a TV reporter, and you often have a character witness. Like if somebody is accused of, say, murder, you're going to have somebody up there who can speak to, oh, they're a great person, they would never do this, right? And that's their opinion. That could be their mom, their friend. It's obviously going to be someone who has a favorable opinion of them, likely, if the defense attorney is calling them up to the stand. This, I guess, would be different because they're actually accusing him of a crime.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
I'm not defending Harvey at all in any way, shape, or form. We're just talking about the legal aspect of the case. My favorite thing about the whole Harvey Weinstein debacle are the pictures that have popped up with his arms around all of these Hollywood bigwigs who then started fleeing from him. And they all knew what was going on all along because it was Harvey's modus operandi. If an actress wanted to get in one of his movies or do well in Hollywood, she pretty much had to go to bed with him. And I'm not defending that. It's just that all of them knew it with a wink and a nod. There's a famous photo of him posing, smiling with Oprah Winfrey and some young girl sitting between them. And the caption on the meme was, she wasn't being introduced for the reason she thought she was, right? I mean, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
There's no way that everybody didn't know what he was doing. Now, maybe it was so common in Hollywood in those days that people just thought, well, this is the way it is. So this is what you have to do.
I mentioned the other day about a situation I dealt with in college. I was involved in a Title IX investigation, and it really didn't go anywhere because I came forward and talked about it. Several other women who I knew were involved, and this man was powerful, not as powerful as Harvey Weinstein, but he had say, he had influence, and we all knew that. We knew that he could make or break our careers, essentially. At least that was how we felt at the time, right? You're 18, 19, 20, I don't know, 21 at most.
Right.
And all those other women backed off. I was the only one who was coming forward about it. And I'll guarantee you it's because those women did not want their reputations tarnished. Because if people find out that you're the one trying to bring down this powerful person, people get mad.
Did anything happen?
No, he was promoted.
Oh, nice.
They completely justified why he was doing the things that he was doing. But I had people calling me. The reason I came forward was because I had people calling me saying girls are crying because they're so stressed out and frustrated with what he's doing.
And none of the rest of them had the guts to come forward.
They did initially and then backed off. One or two women actually initially talked and then said, I have to disconnect with this. The other women wouldn't even come forward.
Wow.
So I understand the frustration. And well, I guess where I'm going with all of this is I understand where it's like when someone's in a powerful position, there are things that happen where you're like, what was I thinking? I can't believe this. But I mean, Harvey Weinstein, if the whole sleeping thing, like this whole situation in college was not any sort of like he was sleeping with people. It wasn't like that. This is a whole new level with Harvey Weinstein. Like this is 100 times worse. But still.
Well, he is still in jail, and he's in pretty bad health. The last picture I saw of him, he was using either in a wheelchair or he was using a walker or something to get around.
How old is he
now? So who knows how long he's going to, 72 years old.
Is he really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's, I guess, what the good thing is. It's, like I said in the beginning, it's not like he's going to get out. I'll be interested to see if they retry this, but he'll be in prison for a while, for years to come, because of these other charges and convictions that he's had. So it's just an interesting situation.
Yeah. Well, everybody's going to be reading about it today. Will he get? A lot of letters to the editor and all in here talking about the fact that the court made the right call, whether you like the outcome of it or not. I mean, he's not getting out of jail anytime soon. So hopefully they'll refile those charges. I don't know. By the way, if you're on the Facebook feed this morning, I went in and fixed that picture. A guy took a little bit of heat for showing the picture of the naked guy downtown yesterday. So I went in and fixed that. So go check that out on Facebook and tell me if that's appropriate or not now. We're going to be back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.